The newest processing plant in Bristol Bay is about to go online this month. Trident Seafood's multi-million dollar fish meal plant should get a test run with Togiak herring. Trident agreed to build the plant as part of a 2011 settlement over alleged EPA Clean Water Act violations. And now the company and residents should get to see if it works as intended. As they're putting the finishing touches on the new plant, Trident offered KDLG's Matt Martin an inside plant tour.
Construction workers hammer and weld to the twang of country music as they wrap up construction on the fish mill plant in Naknek. The walls are still unfinished drywall, and wooden stairs stand in for a future elevator. Project manager Bob Bates shows off the largest piece of machinery in the plant, a 50-foot-long, 60,000-pound dryer.
Because we actually set this unit here when this was still all mud and dirt. So we built the building around this dryer.
The dryer spins around in the center of the factory like a giant rolling pin.
The inside of this thing looks like something out of a sci-fi movie with all the teeth and the blades and everything in it to mix it and turn it and churn it through and get it rolling through.
About a quarter mile of tubing moves all the leftover parts after a fish is filleted or canned. That's the heads, guts, fins, and bones. They come from Trident's processing plant to this new $15 million plus fish mill plant. After being ground up and dried, the byproduct of salmon can become animal feed and even those fish oil pills you can buy at Costco. Trident also owns separate companies that produce fish meal products.
Fish meal makes great fertilizer. It's pure fish protein.
Along with helping their business model, Trident agreed to build this plant as part of a 2011 settlement with the EPA, which had tallied a number of alleged Clean Water Act violations against the company's Alaska operations. Officials at Trident said they weren't required to build a fish mill plant in Naknek, but they think this is where the Bristol Bay fishing industry is probably headed anyway. The EPA and Alaska's DEC are tightening down on how processors handle the millions of pounds of fish waste that is traditionally ground up and put back in the water, hopefully to wash out with the tides. But some Naknek residents were and still are leery about having a fish mill plant in town. They have a reputation of being smelly.
You know, I talked to different people that have been to Kodiak and Dutch Harbor and various other places.
That's Jay King. He runs an aviation service in Naknek and is among those still not convinced the plant won't stink up the town. King's not opposed to the plant so much as he is opposed to its location.
Being next to the post office, the school, the clinic, my brother's apartment building, I just didn't think that it was such a good idea to have a potential odor issue with all of these, you know, entities.
Others say with or without the new fish mill plant, summertime odor is a common issue and comes with the territory.
This is a fishing town.
Russell Phelps is a commercial fisherman and member of the borough assembly. He thinks taking waste out of the water might actually help the smell.
And so the beaches in the late July and August stink considerably already. So if we could avoid that, I'd be very happy.
Trident has a strong reputation in town, and the seafood giant says it puts nearly $1 million in taxes annually into the borough, and tens of thousands more in charitable donations. Project manager Bob Bates says Trident will do what it takes to stay good with neighbors in the community.
From day one, the goal was to keep the odor down, to clean up the river, and basically produce a meal.
Some residents, like Jay King, say they'll have to wait and see. Or rather, smell what happens.
You know, it's here, and I'm honestly just hoping that it is as advertised by Trident.
They'll test it for real when the Togiak herring arrive, probably before the month is out. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.